First time, how to apply for a Philippine passport. One of the most important documents one can have is their passport. Because it proves your citizenship and is one main requirement in traveling. Over the years, our government took time to hear every Filipino's battle cry in applying for one. From getting a schedule to completing the process. From a complex to a simplified online scheduling, it has made it easier for Filipinos to get close in getting their own. Passport is required if you will be entering another country, some might require a visa but some don't. If you dream of traveling around the world, then you should get one. How to apply for a Philippine passport. Below are the steps on how you can get that passport and fill it with stamps from your dream countries. 1. Complete your requirements. You may visit www.dfa.gov.ph for the full list of requirements, but here are the most common must-have. Birth certificate issued by the National Statistics Office, NSO. If you need to get one, please go to zohelpline.ph. Proof of identity 1-1 valid ID. SSS ID. Driver's license. Senior citizen's ID. Or 2-2, supporting documents. NBI clearance. If you need to get one, please go to clearance.nb.gov.ph. An account and schedule an appointment. Marriage certificate issued by the Philippine Statistics Authority. If you need to get one, please go to zohelpline.ph. Land title. PSA marriage certificate, for married women. Note, to avoid problems, make sure you have photocopies of each document. 2 each to be safe. 2. Make sure to schedule an online appointment. Please go to new DFA appointment system website. Scan the available dates and place where it is most convenient for you to go. Complete the application form. Wait for the email confirmation. No appointment is needed for the following. Senior citizen with senior citizen ID. Person with disability, PWDs, with PWD ID or visible disability. Solo parent with valid solo parent ID. Pregnant women with medical certificate. Minor 7 years old and below. You may avail of the priority lane at DFA Asiana or at any DFA satellite office or regional consular office to apply for your passport. 3. Be sure to go on your DFA appointment. Be sure you have all of your requirements. Follow dress code, no sandos, shorts, and sandals allowed. Be there 1 hour before your scheduled appointment. You don't want to be late as you will wait another 30 days to apply again. Give your application form at the information counter. Get a number and wait until your papers are processed. Once your number is called, go to the designated counter for verification and pay the fees. Regular processing equals P950. Express processing equals P1,200. Lastly, proceed to the encoding section for biometrics and photo. 4. Wait for your passport. Applications made within Metro Manila. Regular processing equals 15 working days. Express processing equals 7 working days. Applications made in regional offices. Regular processing equals 20 working days. Express processing equals 10 working days. Applications from abroad, 30 working days. How can I get my passport once it is already issued? You can personally get it from the DFA office where you filed your application. Or have it delivered to your home for an additional fee of P150. Additional tip, appear in person. The DFA requires all applicants to make a personal appearance. After following all these steps, congratulations. You can now book your ticket and brave the world.